Are you ready to uplevel the power of your own mind? Because if you are, you will want to join us at the Amplify Your Mind Masterclass. It is a two-day program where transformation meets action. You will discover how your unconscious mind shapes your thoughts, your actions, and your success. And you'll learn the three principles and how thoughts and mind and consciousness are impacting your entire life. We take you through two different hypnotic inductions for an incredibly relaxing experience, one on each day. And past students have said they learned more in these 2 days than they did in a 6-month life coaching course. So if you want to uplevel your mind and do it with extreme efficiency, join us. No fluff, no guesswork, just real results. I will put the link in the show notes, and I'm gifting to my audience a massive promo code for our April class on April 15th and 16th. Using the code GIFT47, you will receive this class for literally that price, $47, for 2 days of personal growth, empowerment, and transformation. See you there. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host, and I have another wonderful guest with me here today, Fernanda. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Melissa. It's an absolute privilege to be part of your podcast, and I really enjoy your initiatives and your energy. You're a gem in this world. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Fernanda, and you, of course, are tuning in all the way from New Zealand. I love that both of my parents were born in New Zealand. We have so many synchronicities in our lives and have just been chatting before the show, and we could chat for hours, however we wanted to get the show done. And so here we are, and let me introduce you to the audience. So Fernanda da Silva Tatley was born in Lisbon, Portugal, and after finishing school, moved to South Africa with her parents, where she lived for 22 years prior to moving to New Zealand. So a very global traveler. She's traveled extensively through Europe, Africa, North America, and Asia Pacific. And while she is a New Zealand citizen, she considers herself a citizen of the world, which I love because I do as well. While in South Africa, she went to Cape Town University and became a scientist. She was awarded a Master of Science in Zoology with distinction. And then that was in 1985. And then she was awarded a doctorate, a PhD in medical molecular microbiology in 1992. So your bio is extensive. And what I would like to do is have you pick it up from there as to how you came to be in the field that you're in now, and you can fill in the gaps for the audience so they can hear it from you.
Oh, thank you, Melissa. So if I can just step back a little bit, my dad being, and my mom as well, but my dad and my mom lived through the end of the Second World War, and they had a whole lot of difficulties like everyone at the time did. And so they felt that I needed to be someone with a huge earning power. So I had to be a medical doctor or a lawyer or an engineer, someone that could bring in the billions. And I really wanted to be an archaeologist, but for my dad, an archaeologist was someone without a profession. That's a hobby. If you do archaeology, that's a hobby. Little did he know that nowadays, archaeology is quite different. Anyway, so the usual adolescent conflicts ensue between my dad and myself, and then eventually I ended up doing science. And I do, I think it was the right approach to do science. I have enjoyed it. I've had the most incredible opportunities and the ability to learn so much that I didn't think at the time I would. However, deep down in myself, I've always been an archaeologist. So I've been digging in the sand all my life. I don't just do, and I didn't just do the science in a sort of a standard science. I always looked outside the box, so to speak. And one of the things that I felt in science was that there was a lot of, and there still is, and it's part of what science is. There's a lot of focus on academic research, but I wanted to see research that was useful to be translated. And there's always place for basic research, fundamental research, which underpins everything that we do. But it's useful as well to see it translated, and not necessarily in a commercial way, but something that would be useful for the people. That was, I've got a very socialistic heart. That's just the way I am, and I did see it that way. But while I lived in South Africa, although I'd thought of starting a skincare company that focused on using good ingredients, not harming the environment, and not having hazardous ingredients, which eventually, they don't so much damage the skin, but they actually get assimilated into our body and they might get deposited in organs like the liver or the kidneys or the reproductive organs, and you suffer consequences much later on. You're just not aware of them. So I wanted to do that, but I felt so unhappy that here I was, a white person in South Africa. I was quite privileged. This is the height of apartheid. And even though in academia, we had all sorts of groups, ethnic groups together. We didn't think of each other different. At the end of the day, everyone went to their houses in separate suburbs. That was the way it was. We work together, we have fun together, but we live separately. And then, so it was really fantastic to have South African change, and with de Klerk releasing Mandela, fantastic. But there were still so many problems in South Africa, and I felt the weight, not being able to start the company then, because I felt, how could I focus on something so superfluous as skin care when there are people that don't have food to eat? And by hook or by crook, because of the networks I was involved in the research that I did, which at the time was being funded by GlaxoWelcome, and it was Action TB, so tuberculosis, infectious diseases, and how our immune system reacts to them. And of course, Glaxo wanted to have information to see how they could modulate the immune system to make more drugs, and this sort of usual stuff that happens in pharma. And I ended up in New Zealand because of my connections, and it was a hard it was a hard transition, because it was lovely to come here, very peaceful compared to being in South Africa. But South Africa is a beautiful country, beautiful people, and lots of problems. So I still long for South Africa. So it's sort of a strange thing, but it lifted the weight off my shoulders. So once I was settled here, I could think of, oh, I did want to start a company in skincare, in the skincare ingredients that were good for us. So maybe this is my time. And I was already in my late 40s, early 50s when this sort of kind of thing just got going. And I did a Masters of Entrepreneurship to get me the sort of mechanics of having a company and developing a company. And this was very exciting. I highly enjoyed it. And the concept being one that, okay, let's simplify things. You don't need so many products. You only need a handful. In fact, you probably need less than a handful, and they need to have ingredients that are good for you. What is important is the consistency, to every day do something for yourself. But it's not to make you look 20 years younger. That was never the purpose. It was to look after your skin so your skin is well protected, because your skin is so connected to the rest of the body. In fact, it's your biggest organ. So if your skin is behaving well, and if your skin is well looked after, there are messages that will go in your body that will make your body respond accordingly, feeling well. Plus, the other thing, there's a very it's a simple but it's complex connection. So we have all these sensations on our skin, and these sensations, because of nerve endings, end up with messages in our brain. Okay, so our brain then responds whether you are stressed or whether you're feeling relaxed. If you're stressed, there's sort of messages that go to the hypothalamus and to the pituitary, and then all sorts of little messages start getting released that get into the adrenals, the little glands on top of the kidneys, and they produce cortisols. And then cortisols are floating about, and guess what do they do? You're now in flight fright mode. You're tense. You've hiked up. So that shows in your skin as well. And what people don't know is that the skin also is able to produce cortisol. So not only you have cortisols from your adrenals, but you have cortisols from your skin. So you are in a super hyped up state of tension. So here comes what I'm saying is relax, settle in a much more relaxed state, so you acknowledge what you want, who you are, that you're looking after yourself, and that is allowing, enabling your brain to sense the messages in a different way. So things happen where endorphins are released, which are the natural opiates that make you feel good. Oxytocin is released, the love hormone that makes you feel better. And you feel better. So that's from a physiological point of view. If people really want to know the science, there's the science in a nutshell, and it's real and it's been proven without giving too much away. At the same
Well,
time as doing.
I love that you've shared all of that just for people to maybe have a shift in mindset around how looking after your skin isn't just the surface level result that we might think it is, how we appear in the mirror or how we appear when we go outside to other people. And it's actually much deeper than that, tapping into the emotions, the neurotransmitters that are being released, etc. The cortisol in our body that is being released, all of these things are impacted by the health of our skin.
Absolutely. And it's they're in a constant conversation. There's a constant communication, and with all our organs as well, because we're all connected with the circulatory system, nervous system, and so on. But what I wanted to move on to now is that, so that was from a physiological, biochemical, very sort of like very factual point of view. But at the same time as developing the company, or in fact before that, I got involved with a group of people that were very much into using meditation as a form of relaxation. And then I discovered Reiki. So Reiki as an alternative form of energy, with the ki that flows through everything. I thought this was really such a complementary gift to what we have in the physiological sense, because we're not just a mechanical body. We are everything. And so with Reiki, I leverage the fact that it is so important to feel present to allow the energy to flow through me. It's not my energy, it's the universe energy, to give the energy to others. And even people that were skeptics, they'll say, oh, it's placebo. And I said, okay, it's all right. You know, if you think it's placebo, that's quite all right. Just enjoy the placebo.
It gets results. What does it matter if it's placebo or not? That's always my question.
Exactly. And the thing I felt that when I was designing the product, when I'm making the product, I know the energy is flowing. And I encourage everyone when they are utilizing the product, the few product, to enjoy those moments. Oh, but I don't have time. I've got too much to do. You've already spent time wasting time to say you've got too much to do. Enjoy yourself looking after your skin in the morning and in the evening. And that's your time. You're very special. Use your energy, use the presence of who you are. And the people that actually do this, they see incredible results. I have many people that say, oh my goodness, this feels divine. It feels divine because you're making a conscious decision to feel divine, to allow the goddess or the god in you to come out. And that's the purpose of the skincare, not to make you look 20 years younger. But the thing is, if you're feeling so empowered to make the choices without the pressure, you've made the conscious decision you're going to breathe, easily, like you normally would breathe. Guess what? You glow. And if you glow, you do look younger because it just happens.
Because you glow, yes.
Exactly. People look at Melissa because it's Melissa overflowing with this enthusiastic energy. Doesn't matter if Melissa is 70 or 7, Melissa is just this person that you want to be with because she makes you feel good, and she's just in this good space. And everyone can do that. We don't need to be bound by so many rules of what we need to be. But if it's really important that, oh, I can't go to a party with a pimple on my nose, and I often say to people, look, don't try and hate your pimples, rather love your pimples, and I'll come to the love story in a minute. Love your pimples, you love your love, and they will love you, and they will disappear better. But if you feel compelled, okay, make sure that you've got a good moisturizer after you've cleansed your skin. And okay, put something, put a little bit of a concealer so that the pimple is less visible. But you've got to make sure that you've got a good lifestyle, good diet, good habits, good sleeping habits. I'm not saying you need to be a saint by any means, and I don't think that the Vatican would be up to give me a sainthood at all. No, I'm not advocating that at all,
It's
but
the
just
80-20 rule. That's what I love to talk about when we're
exactly.
coming to these lifestyle habits. And I know you're going to get to how our gut health impacts our skin health, and all of the lifestyle habits are impacting our gut health.
Yeah,
So our
exactly.
sleep, our stress levels, our diet, etc.
And it's a whole package. So when you look after your skin, there's another thing that I haven't gone into the brain. So our wonderful brain has a connection to our gut through the vagus nerves, and our longest nerve, and there are many other neuronal transmitters that float around. But this, so when you feel tense, you're tense in your brain. Guess where it shows the most? You're tense in your gut. If you're tense in your gut, it's sort of disrupting the way the physiology of your gut. And often you hear people saying, oh, I just have to run to the toilet because I was uncomfortable, or the other way around, people just can't go to the toilet. And it is so true. That is so easy with learning, teaching yourself to breathe, as well as other techniques, which Melissa, you're really good at training people in, can show you that you can. It's not so much taking control, but you're taking acknowledgement of what you can do for yourself. And the things that you can do, you don't need medical intervention. You need sensible approach to your lifestyle. There are those instances, as we spoke, where medical intervention is necessary. But if we thought about this properly, probably 95% of the time we can resolve things ourselves. We've got the ability to think independently and to decide, oh, okay, I can do this. It's a no-brainer. The question of a balanced diet to ensure that we've got the right type of microbiome in the gut as well as in our body, because our bodies are not sterile. Makes a lot of sense to have a good source of protein, carbohydrates, lipids, plenty of hydration. So let's drink plenty of water. People often say to me, oh, with skincare, I couldn't be bothered with skincare. Can you give me one product where I can put everything together? So it's a moisturizer, a cleanser, and a serum all together. So I say, great. Yeah, I'm very happy to develop that for you. Okay, so first of all, let's think of what you do during the day with your diet. Would you like to have a meal all in one? So we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as well as tea and dessert, and we put it in the blender. And now you have that as your all in one. Does that feel good? Does it taste good? And then the penny drops. So it's not about getting everything in one go, it's to have the ins and outs, the waves. You're at the peak, you're at the trough. You have to balance things. You don't get everything instantly in one go. It's very much healthier to have food over a period of time during the day. You don't just drink a liter of water in the morning and then another liter the next morning. You drink during the day. We are living creatures that need to be cared for on an ongoing basis. And it comes to the love as well. I often say to people, when you apply the products to your skin, please don't rub. Make love to your skin. I'm not saying to sexually have sex with your skin. That's not what I'm saying at all. But just glide the product on your skin. And as you glide, the sensation on your skin changes. Where does that sensation go? All the way to the brain. What does it do? It makes you feel good. If it makes you feel good, your skin is more receptive to the product. So the product is more effective. No brainer. I'm not an Einstein. Can you see the connection that it's just so easy to do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's part looking after your skin is part of your self-care routine as opposed to something that I just have to rush through because I'm going to bed now.
Or, I'll better just eat this because I've got a whole day's work. Why do you want to work like that? It's look, I don't want to be religious in any sense at all, because I'm a very spiritual person. I'm not a religious person. But when in the good books like the Bible or the Quran or any guides of sort of various religions, there's always a time where people work, people sleep, and then people rest.
Yes.
And I don't think whoever wrote those books, inspired or not, that they had any sense of how important for the body to have a good balance of energy working, and then you're recovering, and then you're ready for the
Bout of
next.
energy of work. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And it's not just your muscles that need to rest. Your brain needs to rest as well. And that's absolutely important for being healthy, because if your brain is in the total nut rot of torture, it's going to show through your body. You can't think properly. You can't make good decisions. You can't look after yourself, let alone look after those around you. So the whole lot implodes. So my whole philosophy was about caring for people. To be quite honest, if I had thought about it properly, I should have gone into more just teaching people how to look after themselves rather than developing products. Having developed physical products added another complexity to whatever I do. But I am very proud of what I've developed. And I'm not saying proud from a point of view of being vain. That's not at all what I mean. I know that what I make is good. When people try the product, they say, wow, what incredible texture. Yes, I know, because I do a few little tricks behind the scenes. And I do it because I enjoy it, but it's also because I feel we need to have what makes us just discover the kid in ourselves. And you know, when you're playing as a kid, you find all sorts of interesting things, whether you're playing at the beach or at the pool or in the garden. And we've had such privileged lives as to have had time as kids. Many kids don't have time to be kids, sadly, and that pains me a lot. And I would, you know, so what I think in the long run, what I would love to have started, but I don't know if I'll ever get there, is to have this foundation where I encourage kids to be kids and then to develop the sense of what they want to do. Not because, like, my dad wanted me to be a medical doctor because being an archaeologist is not good enough, but because, you know, it's all right to be an archaeologist, and you're so good at what you do that the world, the universe will open up and you'll attract all the right things that you need to be a good person and have lots of money if that's what you want. Or just have lots of joy, because, you know, happiness is not just measured in dollars. It's,
Happiness is not measured by money. However, money does allow us more resources. And I say go big.
Exactly.
I say go big to give big, right? If we
Big,
have
exactly.
more wealth, we can give more of it to the people that are,
Yeah.
in need of it, which is of course why I started Girls Matter. And thank you for your donation to Girls Matter. And together we can all
Oh.
build that. So I love
And
what you
I love the concept, you know, so well done for doing that, because it's so important. We should have you, like droplets of oil on a pond of water, lots and lots of droplets of oils, you know, helping girls all over the place. And then the oil droplets will coalesce into a big pond. And, you know, you reach a lot of people, and most people.
And that's the mission. That's definitely what I am doing with Girls Matter is, we started out small and we have a board of directors now. We've had four girls graduate from university. We've got girls at school in Kenya. We've got girls at school in Uganda. And it just continues to grow, right? And, people start to learn about it and realize how privileged they are in their lives and that they can support others in a very small way, even if it's just $10 a month that they donate, that adds up and helps more girls. So I love what you're doing. I love, where you're going and what you want to accomplish in life. And I just want to come back to when we talk about caring for our skin as well. There's so much media out there, there's so much marketing out there about skincare. And of course, all of the companies want to grow their revenues. And so they say, you need this, and 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 you need this. And it seems never ending and overwhelming, etc. And I love your minimalist approach to skincare. And I would just love for you to talk about that a little bit as well.
So, just in a nutshell, essentially what you need are sort of basically three products. One is a cleanser, but if you don't want to use a product as a cleanser, please use a face cloth, a good face cloth, but it takes longer to cleanse the face with a face cloth because you've got to go a few times. Face cloth and warm water, not hot water, warm water. You can do that in the evening, and in the morning, just going in the shower is enough. So, a good cleanser. You need a good moisturizer. It doesn't have to be a fancy moisturizer, but it has to have the ingredients that are nourishing, and have some antioxidants that protect against all sorts of damage that just happens in our skin as we age, you know, with reactive oxygen species, as well as other damage and sunlight. So, and the other thing we need to have is a sunscreen. I suppose in North America, you don't have so much the issue we have in New Zealand and Australia because we're very close to Antarctica with a nice ozone hole.
Yes.
A little bit of damage, but I still think that you need to be, be careful, even in the northern hemisphere using sunscreen. If you don't enjoy wearing sunscreen, please don't feel compelled to take pills to stimulate your melanin. That's, that would be a conversation for another time, but don't do it. It's not as effective as sunscreen for a variety of reasons. So wear a hat, wear, make sure, and especially like Melissa, you so fair, you need to wear a hat,
I wear a hat all the time. I have
Cool.
some super clean sunscreen that I buy and use. And it's also part of why I don't live in Australia anymore, because I
Oh,
used to get sunburned just driving to university in the car, right? And I had a soft top car. It would still come in through the windows and I would get burnt on a summer day in a, my chest would get burnt above my t-shirt line, et cetera. And where I live now, I am less susceptible to that degree of sunburn that I had. So that was a choice that I made, part of the choice that I made in staying in Canada, that it's literally
No.
better for the health of my skin.
It especially, with your genetic predisposition. But so those three things are very important. Now, what is the big difference between the basic approach that I've just explained, with the cleanser, the moisturizer, and the SPF product versus the other gambit of serum products that are available in the market? So if you want to address a particular question, looking after dry skin or looking after acne in a much more deep way, that's where some of the products, like serum products, are useful. But they will cost more because they tend to have more expensive ingredients. It just it takes a bit more to prepare, even if they are fully natural. So to start off with, you can have those three, and then as you need, you can have something else. But you certainly do not need to have a product for your eyes, a product for your chin, a product for your neck, a product for your shoulders, a product for your legs. You don't. You can use the same product. But of course, bear in mind that if you're using the same product, the same moisturizer that you use on your face with the good ingredients that are going to provide nourishment and protection, and making sure that the skin barrier is protected so you don't lose too much water and you hydrate from drinking water, you're going to use the product more quickly. So you have to realize that, but make conscious decisions. You are never going to look like the models that sell the products on Instagram or Facebook or Google ads, whatever. No, you are going to look like you. But why should you look like the models? Because it's you that we want to see having good skin. If you look after yourself, that's great. So, three products and one or two others that you choose to use every so often, or you can choose to use every night or every day if you want to. But you don't need 12 products. There is a reason why companies are bringing through so many different products, and that's just the force of competition. So if you want to be ahead of your neighbor, you need to bring something new. Technologically developments, technologically sort of promoted developments, there are quite a lot on the market, and most of them are not approved natural, and we don't really need them. So you talk about delivery systems that so-called target specific cells and specific areas, layers in our skin. We're not exactly sure that those targets will get to where they need to be. Plus, the other thing, bear in mind, if they have some encapsulated material, these capsules, whether they are gold or silver or platinum, they're going to be depositing in our body somewhere. And some of them get excreted, some not. But why are we exposing ourselves to risks of having extra stuff? When just be patient, In sometimes it takes 4 weeks for the skin to change because it takes 4 weeks for regeneration to occur. As we get older, that regeneration process slows down. And bear in mind that right from the time you are born, you're getting old. We just don't think about it. Kids growing up, they're getting old. It's just that we only see old people when they have gray hair. But that's part of who we are. That's the part of growth, part of evolution. And in a way, getting old is a privilege. Yes, I know it doesn't feel good when you look at yourself, oh, another wrinkle here and another wrinkle there. But you can look at it in a different way. I've earned my corrugations in my skin because I've done so much. We think of, I'll give an example that people will be familiar with. Princess Diana, she died young. She was 37 years old. So forever she'll be young. That's how we remember. We'll never know what she will look like or would have looked like at the age of 60 or 70. But in a way, it was so sad, so very sad that she had to die so young. Wouldn't it be a privilege for her sons to have had her even still today? And the same goes for I'm very fond of understanding the horrible stuff that happened in the First World War. I have a thing about the First World War. And with the First World War, you hear this, and it's in quite a lot of monuments you read, they shall not die old. And it's true. All these young men died young. It's a privilege for us to accumulate our corrugations. Just enjoy them. Just be, be who you are. And the other thing is, your 20 years younger person will not have the humor, the energy, the knowledge, the insight that you have. So you're winning.
I like to think of our wrinkles as a testament to the wisdom. Each new wrinkle shows more wisdom that you've come into because of the fact that we're privileged enough to grow older. So,
To grow
yeah,
old, yeah. And so, but it's
beautiful.
very, very simple, very simple. And you can always add lots of stuff to your routine, but those three things are important. And good on you for making a choice of being in Canada. If I can just tell you something, difference between black skin and white skin. It's not that black skin has more melanocytes. Just the melanocytes in black skin are more active at producing melanin.
Interesting.
The same number.
I didn't know that. Fascinating. Beautiful. Well,
So
thank
it's
you
just,
for coming on the show here and sharing your wisdom, your expertise when it comes to skin and the impact that our lifestyle has on it, how our skin is impacted by our stress and our neurotransmitters, etc., and also simplifying it that you can get away with just three products. You don't need 12 products. So I appreciate all of your wealth of wisdom, and I love to ask every guest that comes on the show, what does "don't wait for your wake-up call" mean to you?
For me, it's the recognition and my gratitude for having peace around me. And that is so important because it gives me the space to think of what can I do today that will make sure I and others have a good time. I don't need to be tapped on the shoulder to say, hey, do your thing. I just, oh, what can I do today? And
Beautiful.
sometimes it's something simple, but
Beautiful.
little steps count.
Yes, absolutely. The little steps count, and all those little steps add up so that you don't get the wake-up call. So thank you.
Exactly.
And Fernanda, can you let us know how people can get hold of you if they would like to share a little bit about the brand of your product? I know that you've offered a 25% discount on orders with a coupon code, all of which I will put into the show notes for people. So if you could just share a little bit about that, that would be wonderful.
Okay, so I have a website which is Azuli, so azurlis.co.nz. And if you want to contact me directly using the same domain, you can email me at fernanda@azuli.co.nz. I'm very happy to answer anyone's questions. If people feel a little bit sort of like, oh, I still see so many products anyway, whether they're ours or somebody else's, and I don't know what to choose. Take a picture on your mobile of what you don't understand in terms of ingredients or in terms on something, and email it to me. And I'm quite happy to say, well, look, that's not a great product, or that's fine, it's safe. There are funny, complicated chemical names, but they're safe. So I would really love people to use me as a resource of information and share with others that they can come back and ask questions. I'll be very direct. I will not, I'm not paid by any company. I don't necessarily push my own products. And as you can see by my website as well, I don't criticize anyone's products either, but I will give you factual information which should give enough cog oiling for you to think, ah, okay, need to avoid this and better go that way. So I don't beat people over the head with a Bible. It's not my style, but I really believe being educated, having the information at your fingertips is fundamental to people making the right decisions for themselves. And everyone's decision is slightly different.
And you're absolutely right. And I think that's a beautiful place to end the show with those words of wisdom, that it's all about being educated so people can make the right decision for themselves. And I love that you're open to having people email you and ask questions if they have any, concerns about products, and that you'll just give them the facts so that they can then take that information. So thank you for the amazing work that you're doing in the world and helping educate people around looking after their biggest organ. And giving them clean products, because so much of what is in, the local drugstores, it's loaded with toxins that get into our bloodstream within 26 seconds of it getting onto our skin. And then I'm the one coming along helping you run detoxes and helping you deal with chronic illness because of the toxic load in your body. So you're helping people not even get to that place. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just want to say thank you again to my audience for tuning in and listening, for taking interest in your health, and for sharing what you learn with the people in your life and sharing these episodes with those that you know need to hear them. So thank you for tuning in to the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast, and thank you so much for joining me, Fernanda.
Oh, thank you, Melissa. It's been an absolute pleasure and privilege. All the peace. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.